Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome to our debut NP cast. This is John, your friendly neighborhood reviewer and frequent digressor, and today we're going to talk a bit about why we're here, and about game journalism in general. Maybe a bit of an ego trip to describe ourselves as gaming journalists, but you gotta start somewhere, and it's technically true, so bear with me here. Let's talk a bit first about something we all know. Now, we all know gaming blogs are a dime a dozen, that gaming journalism is deeply flawed, prone to hyping up less than worthy titles, that reviews are often untrustworthy, driven by their own biases, or because advertisers paid big money for the flashing banner over their review. Now, for those of you rolling your eyes at where you think this is going to go, I told you at the start to bear with me. This isn't about buying into the cynical arguments. I'm not a cynic by nature, and neither should you be. Unless you used to like downtown or undergrads. Remember, MTV kills everything that is beautiful. Never forget. Not that I'm bitter or anything. No, not bitter. Not in the least. Bastards. Anyway, let's dig deeper. Now, we all know that game journalism is flawed, but how do we know this? I mean, people tend to point to the larger review websites like IGN or cite the Gerstmann fiasco at GameSpot and claim these people are culprits.
These people just feed at the advertising trough and say what some marketing suit thinks we want to hear.
We keep hearing this, and it's not completely false, but it's never quite that simple, is it? Before I continue, never trust anybody who tries to give you the plain and simple truth. Truth, capital T truth, is neither plain nor simple. Like one needs an excuse to quote The Princess Bride, but anyone who says different is selling something. Is it quoting or paraphrasing? I forget if it has to be about the same subject or not, but I digress. For now, let's leave aside the normal problems with reviews, the problems of objectively ranking a subjective experience. If your problems with that in principle, you're at the wrong site. So why do gamers feel that gaming journalism is broken? Now, certainly not all, probably not even most reviewers fall into this trap. Mediocre movie tie-in games to mediocre movies tend to fall flat. I mean, games with obviously broken mechanics do get called out for it, and it's not like games with objective quality get panned on a regular basis. Yes, there is some truth to the hype inflating a game's reviews, but that by itself isn't particularly damning. Hype is fickle and can't always move a game. So why do we feel gaming journalism is broken? I think we feel this quite possibly because we feel the problems with the industry itself. We see trends in video games. We see entire genres disappear. Once stalwart companies are left to produce hollow sequels of varying quality for their former competitors, and yes, I'm referring to Sega on that one. We see PC games consolified and consoles turned into PCs and claim Nintendo is doomed and Microsoft will buy Sony in 5 years and this and that. We all see different things, but there are things we see in common. We all see development costs rising exponentially, pushing smaller developers out of the game. We all see games built to push graphical envelopes at the expense of depth. We all see innovative features not used to their potential. Perhaps the problem is more fundamental. Debate whether or not the industry is broken, sure, but if it's not ill, then it sure is coughing a lot. Now, I'm not saying gaming journalism is doing just fine, nor am I saying that unscrupulous media people haven't been given money hats and told to just run with it. I'm just putting forward the idea that maybe the problem started somewhere else, or more accurately, that the problem is more complex than that. More complex than can be explained, let alone solved, by a 5-minute podcast. Sometimes it's enough just to raise the big questions, even if you can't answer them, if only to know you're not the only one. So why throw our hat into the ring? So we can take a closer look at our hobby. We're not on the outside looking in, and we're not at the table with the big boys either. We're just gamers. We've had to blow into the NES cartridge, fill with config sys, and pound on the console until it finally started working. We've been turned into eggplants and dealt with the red ring of doom, just like you all have. And until the fateful day when we sell out and let them advertise Halo 4 on the website, please Microsoft, we can use the money, we only hope we can provide, if nothing else, an honest analysis of what we do for fun. Gaming, serious business, etc. I close with a quote. I would pay full price for a version of Gears of War that had all the Marines and Locust replaced with cel-shaded cat girls and maid outfits. Keep the original sound effects, too. Thanks for listening, folks. This is John, signing off.